This morning's scripture reading is Matthew 13, 1 to 9. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on a path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no roots, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. If you have ears, hear." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Janet. Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I've been here about a year and known many of you for longer, but I think it's time that we had a serious discussion about decorative soaps. I don't think we've done that before, but you know what I mean by decorative soaps. You might have gotten them at the shore, a little packet of them. They look like seashells maybe, and they're beautifully, intricately carved bars of soap. Sometimes you might have the seashells or beautiful little flowers, and they go in the powder room in a little soap dish, and they're wonderful and they smell nice. And I wonder, do any of you have any of those? Have you ever had a decorative soap? Okay. Well, I remember we had them in our house growing up, a few of them, but I remember one set very well. And it was a set of three: Purry, Furry, and Scurry. They were adorable little kittens. There was a blue one, a yellow one, and a green one. And each little kitten was snuggled into a Christmas stocking. And as I was doing my important research for this morning's message, I discovered that they were a limited edition special from Avon. And I loved these little soaps, and I treasured them, and I would play with them, and I spent time smelling them, and I'd still be loving them today if they hadn't met their cruel end. I remember it like it was yesterday. I was devastated. I came home from school, and I found out that my little brother had taken a bath with them. He used them. He used the soap, and all that was left of these little kittens was misshapen blobs. And I was inconsolable, because didn't his four-year-old self, okay, maybe not, but didn't my mother, 30-something, she know she had something to do with it, didn't she know that these soaps were not for a bath? They were wasted in water, and they were gone, wasted on a kid who was now playing in the mud. I hope you didn't have a traumatic experience like that one. But I wonder if in your home now, or maybe when you were growing up, there were items or are items that are only used for special occasions. The good dishes, or the cloth napkins. I know some people who have whole rooms in their home reserved for special guests, and keep the good chocolate for when Uncle Harry and Aunt Martha come. You can have the Palmers. Yep. Don't eat the Pepperidge Farm cookies. Sound familiar? As if some of these things, these special things, are saved just for special people. And think about that. as we think about how Janet read our parable this morning, it's called the parable of the sower, but usually when we look at this, and indeed Jesus talks about the soil, but when we look at this, we often focus on the soil. But today, when we look at this passage from Matthew, I'd also like to have us look, if you can see it, at the painting that was inspired by this passage. It's Vincent van Gogh's The Sower. And look at the image and listen again to what Jesus is saying about this sower, who would be considered very much a wasteful farmer. Just look at him casting seeds behind him. And pair that with Jesus' story, how he tells it. The guy here is just throwing them out there. And some are falling on a path. And some are falling on rocky ground. And some are falling right in with the thorns. And some are going on to the good soil. But he's not put a lot of thought in this. He's a reckless guy, a foolish guy. And doesn't he know that only good soil is going to produce a crop? And again, the message that we often take away from this is we start to wonder about our own soil. I was reading the Episcopal priest, Barbara Brown Taylor, and she spoke about this passage, and she wrote that this parable would always make her start thinking about her own soil, and was it tidy enough, or are there thorns in it, or are there too many birds flying around? How can I be a well-tended patch of soil so that God's word and love and seeds can grow? But the thing is, if we do that, and do that only from this passage, then we start to look, perhaps, I know I have, look at the soil of other people and wonder, are they good enough? Are they worthy enough of my time, of my gifts, of what I have to sow? Sometimes at a story time, we usually get a fair amount of people at our programs. But if we have one where normally you would have about 70 people and just 10 show up, I used to have that feeling, well, it's just 10, or well, I'll save that story for when more people are here. I'll save that. I start to judge the other soil, the crowd. This week began the extended school year within the Shaler School District for kids with intellectual differences and disabilities, and I get to be a part of that. And it is amazing. It is breathtaking. It is an inbreaking of the holy. 90 kids, all different to one another, which we all are, but kids with different challenges and needs and ways of expressing themselves, some using Dyna boxes and some using words and some just using their bodies. And here are these teachers in this school district where many school districts don't, and indeed many decision makers don't think that this kind of money should be wasted on these kids who, well, do they really understand it? Is anything really going to matter, make a difference? I've even had some people, pastors, say to me, well, why do you go? Why does that nursing home, assisted living place, why do they still have a chaplain? And many don't now. What's the real point? What are they real? I've had pastors say that to me. What do the people who come at Fair Oaks or when you do the memory care service, what are they really getting out of it? You can just dial that sermon in. But that's what happens. And I know that it, I know I've done it too, just with different kinds of soil that I don't think meet my criteria of worthy. And so instead, look at the sower and look at how the sower is just spreading that word everywhere. Spreading that message of grace and love, not just for the people who have it all together, not just for the right people. Very different to how we manage perhaps our resources as individuals or as institutions or as nations. And the thing about God's grace and mercy and love is that it's not like the fancy cheese or the shrimp. It's not going to run out. It doesn't need to be saved for only the worthy at the perfect time. But still, we can be stingy with that. I wonder if this parable of the sower can help us to remember that God doesn't judge the soil first. God just gives and spreads around the tenderness. And so if I am thinking that some others are not worthy of what I have, might I think again? And I also think that many people, many are most stingy with themselves. That they have been trying and trying to get right with God, to live better, to be the kind of good soil that God needs. And I think that by looking in the mirror next time and extending God's radical grace to that person staring back, remembering this story and remembering one of the creation stories in Genesis, that when God formed humans, they were pronounced as very good. And so if you want to use that good soap for yourself or have that Milano cookie, yeah, those will be gone. But you're worth the good stuff. Every one of us is. Everyone a child of God. Amen.